It's our pleasure to talk some Gopher football. Chris Ottman-Bell, Golden Gopher star receiver, joins us. And first of all, good to see you, Chris.
Good to see you, too. I'm happy to be here.
And, hey, this week you made some big news. You made the big announcement with an outstanding video you posted on social media. You're back for one more year. So you've got the bowl game coming up this month and then back next year. Take us through the decision, and I know all Gopher fans are thrilled with it.
It was hard to decide at first, but I think I made the best decision for my future. And you know what I'm saying? I think coming back for another year to play with my teammates as well and better myself and had another chance to prove to myself in the world that I can be the best out. So it was an awesome decision to make. I talked to Fleck, I talked to Simon, my family. We all decided it was probably the best decision to do. So I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, and you have been, you know, part of this program now. This will be your sixth year when you look ahead to next year. And you've made some, obviously, lifelong friends. I know Tanner's coming back as well. How much did that play a role as well? Because you guys have kind of been tied at the hip here when you think back to both committed to Western Michigan and then deciding to both come here. And you've been here really about almost to the calendar day the same amount of time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think Mo coming back and Terry coming back kind of played a role in it. You know, I still decided what I thought was the best for me and myself at heart. But, you know, definitely the two leaders coming back and guys I've been here with since I came here, since this program started, or since this new culture has started. I think coming back with those guys would have been cool to, you know, go on one last ride together. So it played a huge part. And like I said, I'm excited to be back one more after this bowl game.
Yeah, you mentioned you consulted with the coaching staff. Who else did you talk to? I suppose family members and some other people who might have some objective thoughts on it.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to everyone. You know, I love listening and lending an ear in to anyone else who has an opinion or advice to, you know, just give to me, I guess. So I talk to family members, coaches, training staff, academics. I talked to everyone I could. So hearing opinions and just getting their advice for certain things is awesome to hear. So, you know, everyone played a part in me coming back.
What did your teammates say when you gave them the news?
I kind of kept it low-key for a while. I kind of wanted to surprise everyone. But I kind of told some people, like, some people that were close to me, like Brev and Mo. And some people already knew, like, my obviously room kind of knew. But, you know, seeing the guys, you know what I'm saying, repost the video and, you know what I'm saying, a comment. And even in the locker room today, I was getting jumped on and, you know, people were coming up to me and saying congrats and stuff. So it's awesome, man. Just, you know, things like that, it was what made me smile. And, you know, knowing I can make my teammates happy but come back one more is one of the best things I thought of. So
how good do you think this team can be next fall?
We can be as good as we want to be. You know, everything depends on us. It's been on how hard we work, on and off the field things. You know, there's certain things like that. It's always little things, a little detail. So I believe this team can be something special every year, and I know next year we can definitely be special for sure, especially with a bunch of leaders coming back as well.
I know you have the bowl game. I'll ask you about that here in a minute, but I want to ask you, too, as you look ahead to next year, because really that's the big news here is that you're coming back. What kind of things personally do you want to work on, maybe in the summer and then heading into the spring and eventually to start the year next year, maybe to take your game even to another level up?
Yeah, for sure. Like I talk to Simon all the time. He tells me you can always be better at something, always. And I think I can be better at a lot of things. I can always improve in catching. I can always improve in route running, my flexibility-wise, and things like that, being a leader on and off the field as well, too. So it's a lot of things I can get better at, you know, just reading the defenses and this and that. And it's so many things you can get better at every day. So I'm going to take my advantage on that and do that every day next year.
Also, there was some news in relation to the coaching staff. Kirk Sciarocca, who was your offensive coordinator your first few years here, is back now. He's come back. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm happy for him. It was a great thing, a great choice for sure. We've been talking since he's been back. Great guy. I've known him since 2017. 2016, really, he literally came and recruited me back in Western as well, too. So me and Rock are kind of close, and I'm happy he's back, man. We can really do this thing.
I know he's not going to have much of a role in regard to the game prep for West Virginia. I think there's part of a bit of a gentleman's agreement there because that's the school he's coming from as an analyst. But that said, as you roll into bowl prep and removing that part of it, how excited are you about playing West Virginia in the bowl game at someplace warm later this month?
Oh, yeah. Being somewhere warm, that's awesome for sure. Glad I don't got to play anywhere cold. But, you know, West Virginia's a great team. I look at every team as a great team. They're great, physical, fast, fly around. I've been watching film room for sure. Great defense. They play together as a team. And, you know, I can't wait to take on that challenge and play them. I'm excited to be another bowl game. That's an opportunity to go win our last one and bring on and be a champion.
Yeah, and the Gopher program overall has won four straight bowl games. You guys have won two, this group of players, the last two you've been in. What do you think the key has been for this team as it gets ready for a bowl game to be ready the way it has the past couple of games you've been in the postseason?
I think the key is just trusting our coaches, you know, believing in them, and letting us, you know, get our bodies back right and get our minds ready to play one last game together as a team of as a team of this year. It's just, you know, coming together and just still being locked in, not, you know what I'm saying, just being all willy-nilly here and there. So it's always being locked in, believing in your coaches and them giving us the right plan every day for the bowl prep and just taking on the thing every day.
It's probably still a little too early to ask you real specifics about that West Virginia defense, but have you been able to sneak a little bit of a peek? And what do you expect what do you expect from the Mountaineers then?
I expect them to come out flying around, you know, being an energetic defense for sure. Play a lot of zone, not another man, I don't think, but I'm just excited to play against them, you know, it's just the next game, you know, playing against our next opponent. Like I said, they're a great football team, offensively and defensively. Defense, they fly around, they're energetic, they're super fast, and they know how to move. So it'll be a great challenge for us to take on a new opponent.
Take me back a few weeks. Are you still riding cloud nine on that win over Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, always being a rival is always one of the most exciting things, you know. But since then, I've kind of moved on from the Wisconsin game. You know, I guess we'll see him again next year. But as of right now, I'm kind of focused on West Virginia and this next game for our opponents. So, but, I mean, it's always still fun to look back and see all the highlights and the moments and the field being rushed and everything. So it was awesome.
Yeah, and take me to your touchdown. It was a key play in the game. You got open on a deep cross, it looked like. Man, it was fun to watch you cross the goal line. And you've been excited a lot for touchdowns, but, man, I could tell you were extra stoked on that one.
Oh, yeah. I had a talk with my coaches a few weeks back. You know, it's about just me being passionate, having the same passion that I had on the field. So I think from now on, a lot of people will see a lot of more passion out of me coming on the field and, you know, expressing myself way more. It was kind of fun expressing myself and seeing the crowd love it, too. But, I think that we ran a crossing play. Yeah, two guys go deep on the other side, bring them across. Wisconsin went man basically the whole game. So it was a great play call for my staff and everything. So I just beat my man across the middle. I already had the leverage, caught the ball. I had a great ball from Tanner. Kai Thomas had a great pickup block in the backfield. We wouldn't have it without him. And it was a ball game from there. And it was just a touchdown. So I loved it. It was just amazing.
So your teammates, I think Coney Durr and Phil Howard were the first two to get to the axe. How eager were you to also get your hands on that trophy and take a few whacks at the goalpost?
I honestly didn't get to touch the axe until about 40 minutes, 50 minutes later in the locker room. I was proud of everyone. I seen my family. By the time I seen my family, each fan came up to me to ask for a picture, so I just couldn't get anywhere. But I enjoyed taking pictures with each and every fan that came up to me, and it was amazing. Like I said, things like that in college football is what you dream of always doing, fields being rushed and beating your opponents, beating rivals and winning trophy games. So yeah, I didn't see the axe for about another 40 minutes to an hour later, but I got to see it in the locker room, man. It's having your hands on the axe is something special, so.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's 6 feet, you know, and it's a big, obviously, obvious symbol. So that's cool to see. You mentioned you're looking ahead to the bowl game. We've talked a lot already about looking ahead to next year. I also want to ask you about your role. You mentioned individually you have some things that you want to work on in the offseason. But what about as a mentor, too? There's some young receivers here that they're on the verge of maybe taking the next step when you look at some of those guys. How can you help them as well to better the team next fall?
Yeah, it was just certain things I learned from, like, Rashad Bateman and Tyler Johnson. The same thing they taught me. I tell them about patience all the time. I tell them about just being them, you know, just being yourself all the time, no matter what. Playing the game that you love since you've been playing since you were a kid, having the same energy and passion you bring out every day. And I always tell them that the details matters. The little things always matter as well. So I think this next year coming up, I think that's one of my biggest roles is being a super leader and leaving my legacy here as a receiver and as a certain standard in the receiver room. So, you know, just being that guy for them, showing them the ways and being a leader all the time on and off the field and keeping the standard high.
All right. Well, hey, man, it's been fun watching number 7 all these years. I know it was number 3 early in the career, but another year of number 7 is going to be fun to watch. Welcome back. We'll look forward to seeing you down in Phoenix and hopefully another bowl win in that one as well.
For sure. I appreciate you having me, Mike.